Hey everyone, welcome to the High Vines podcast. My name's John. I'm here with Chris. We got lots to talk about today, as always.
Yeah, let's get into it. Last week we were talking about Jojo Siwa, and you've since forgotten who she is, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so...
So if you could remind myself and the listeners.
Sure, yeah. So, yeah, last week we were talking about Jojo Siwa, and she's a child star who is now 20 years old, and she just is trying to rebrand herself and released this song called Karma that has a really provocative and whatever music video, and she's just been online a lot and, like, doing kind of cringy things, but whatever. She's doing her thing, and it's cool. And people online are, for the most part, not into it, and she's getting a lot of hate. But yeah, we talked about all that last week. And now, there's been a new development that is pretty interesting. So, this song, her song Karma, she bought it from another artist, Britt Smith, which is normal. Like, pop stars, they don't write their own songs. They just buy songs and they sing them. Yeah, she bought it from Britt Smith, who recorded it in 2012 and just never released it. And now that JoJo's released Karma, Britt Smith has since released her original version, and people love it. They love it more than JoJo's version. So on the charts, it's higher than JoJo's version, which is very interesting. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of unprecedented. I haven't really heard of anything like this happening in the music industry, where it's like the sort of like the demo version of the song is now bigger than the actual version.
That's great, though.
Yeah, it's very cool. And I think Britt Smith, like, I don't know much about her, but she had released it recorded in 2012. And I think she had, like, just quit the music industry since then. And now she's back in. Since 4 days ago, she created a YouTube channel, released this song, released the music video. And I think she's got more stuff coming now.
Just shows you, like, who knows what could happen, right?
Yeah.
So yeah. We just got to keep putting music out. And
one day Jojo Siwa will buy it from us. Yeah, it reminds me of what happened kind of with Running Up That Hill with Kate Bush, where it's just like later, like, somebody just makes the song big. I don't know how Jojo Siwa feels about it, though, but...
If somebody listened to her song and then wanted to listen to the original, they must have at least liked it enough, even if they like the original better, right?
Yeah, I think for the most part, people heard it because... It's kind of weird. Like, JoJo, I think she, like, said that she had wrote it for some reason. But then internet sleuthing people dug up this old song and was like, well, clearly this other person wrote it. Like, it's the exact same song. And because of that, videos started to go viral just explaining this controversy. And through watching videos about this controversy, people are listening to the original version of the song and people are starting to like it. Because... I mean, I listened to them both, and yeah, Britt Smith's version, I think, is way better. Timbaland actually produced it, so the beat is a Timbaland beat. Sorry, JoJo, her version's fine, too, but I prefer Britt Smith's.
Sometimes it's tough to top the original. Well, thanks for that update.
Yeah, you got to be updated on your JoJo Siwa info.
Well, yeah, I mean, as you know, I live under a rock, so
yeah.
I kind of rely on you for... Keep me up to date with the pop culture world.
This week, we can talk about tumbleweeds. This is one of my topics I have in my note here.
Okay.
Because I was thinking about tumbleweeds, and it's a weird thing, right? Because I think that it's just like a bunch of weeds get connected to each other in the wind, and they just start tumbling. And then they're a tumbleweed. And then for the rest of their time, they're just a tumbleweed and they're tumbling around the desert.
You don't think they ever fall apart and stop tumbling?
Yeah, I guess. I'm sure they fall apart, yeah. And they
like when the wind dies down or
somebody steps on it or something. Yeah,
I like the idea of like, oh, once you're a tumbleweed, that's the rest of your existence. Like you got sucked into this like vortex.
Yeah, and you're just tumbling for the rest of the time. And it always seems like a tumbleweed knows when like a showdown is happening between two cowboys, right? The tumble.
I think that's that's how they form.
Oh yeah, probably. Whenever somebody's like, "I want to have a duel," a tumbleweed is born somewhere. It's like when you ring a bell and a fairy gets its wings. It's like if you say you want to shoot somebody, tumbleweed starts tumbling. And it's always at what is it? High noon? The shootouts?
Are they always at high noon?
It seems like it.
Is that?
Is it because they
is have, high noon different than regular noon?
It's when the sun's at its highest, I'm assuming. It's like, I think it's because they had no clocks or watches or whatever. And they were just like, whenever the sun's at the highest, like that's when we should meet. Because they just had no good way of tracking time. But if somebody...
What if it was cloudy? Do they delay the shootout?
It's called on account of rain.
There was no high noon today. I don't know what to do.
Just stayed home. Honestly, if somebody challenged me to a duel and said at high noon, I would definitely just stay home no matter what. There's no way
I'd probably go somewhere other than home.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. I would be gone and I would not duel anybody.
They would find you at home.
Because a duel seems like a 50-50 chance of being shot or you're killing somebody and that's almost as bad. Just mentally.
Yeah, I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Living with knowing that you killed somebody or just being dead. Whew.
Yeah. Cowboys had a tough time.
I guess like when it's your life or theirs, it's less traumatizing probably in terms of like your own.
If somebody's challenging you to a duel and they want to kill you, they're probably a pretty bad person, right? I mean, it depends what you did, but if it's like you just accidentally like stepped on their toe or something at the saloon and they challenge you to a duel, it's like, well, they're obviously a bad person if they're going around challenging people to duels just for this.
What's is there a repercussion for like just saying no? Is there like a code there?
I don't think anybody's
cowboys.
I don't think anybody's ever said no. I don't think.
But is that just like a pride thing? Like if you just were like, if you just said no, like would they be like, oh, all right then?
All right, then carry on. Yeah. Nobody's ever said that before. I guess carry on and have a good day.
But they all want to look tough, so nobody says no.
Yeah. But cowboys.
What would happen if you did?
Cowboys really wanted to look tough too. I mean, the whole look and the like chewing tobacco and it's a lot. It's a little over the top with the manliness. You don't need to be that tough. I guess back then you needed to be. I don't know. If I was in cowboy times, I'd just be chasing tumbleweeds or something. I wouldn't be, you know, doing crazy cowboy shit. I'd be like chasing tumbleweeds, trying to catch one, study it, figure out what makes them tick, how they form.
Yeah, the cowboys wouldn't know how to handle you at all.
You're right. I would be
shocked. This guy said no to the shootout. He's over there studying the tumbleweeds. What the hell are we supposed to do with this guy?
Yeah. It seems like a bad time to be alive. Cowboy times. It's pretty violent.
Aren't there still cowboys?
Yeah, but you know what I mean. The old West. Cowboy times.
Yeah.
When cowboys ruled the earth. So it was right after dinosaurs.
Cowboys ruled the earth. Yeah.
You could still find cowboy fossils hidden in the ground.
Do you have any feelings about playoff beards?
I guess so. I mean, I've kind of done it. And are you specifically talking about hockey or just like...
Not necessarily, but I'm thinking in terms of hockey currently.
Because it's the playoffs?
Because... At time of recording here, we're just about to start the playoffs. So I was actually thinking about shaving my beard today before the Leafs game.
To get ready for a playoff beard.
To start fresh and do the playoff beard.
Why is playoff beard a thing? I don't understand. Why? Is it like luck or whatever? Like you don't want to jinx it by shaving?
I think everybody has different reasons, but that's definitely part of it. Although I feel like you might want to change that opinion if you're losing and you're almost going to be eliminated.
Yeah,
but if you're winning, you don't want to mess with anything, right? Like a lot of players will do things, will like, you know, oh, don't wash your jersey until the end of the playoffs or don't.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of that really superstitious stuff from sports people. Sports people are very superstitious.
I'm extremely superstitious when it comes to sports. I have this Leafs toque, and I've worn it for a lot of losses.
Shouldn't be wearing that.
And
you got to burn that toque.
I stopped wearing it for a while, and then the Leafs went on this like long winning streak. I don't think it specifically coincided with when I stopped wearing the hat, but at some point after I stopped wearing the hat, they went on a long winning streak. And then I was like, one day, I'm like, I need to see if this hat's actually bad luck. And I wore that hat that day, and they lost that night.
Do you think... So, imagine that, yeah, there is a God, for sure. And there's a God, he's up in heaven or whatever, and he's looking down at us. And he's like nudging his buddies, like the other gods or whatever. And he's like, yeah, check this out. Like, I'm going to fuck with John Greer right now. And he's like, you know how he thinks his hat's unlucky? Yeah, I'm going to fucking play into that. And he's like, I'll make them lose when he takes it off. Or yeah, when he takes it off, I'll make them win. When he puts it back on, they're going to lose.
I could see that.
Yeah, it might be like a kid with a magnifying glass situation, and you're like a little ant just trying to walk around and wear your toque. And God is just a cruel guy who's fucking rigging sports.
There is this line, I used it for a solo album title actually when I was in high school. I really liked it. It was one of the old philosophers. I think it was Plato, but it might have been Aristotle. I don't remember. But the line was, the gods too are fond of a joke. And like, I could totally picture that. Like, they're kind of just like us, you know, just like, yeah, like they would do stupid stuff like that just to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
And they have the power to do it.
And they've been doing it for billions of years, I guess. So like, they're probably just out of their minds, like gone crazy after billions of years of just fucking with everything. Like, what are you gonna do? You're just gonna start doing weird crazy shit to specific people.
Yeah, now I guess that's like, do I feel like I'm that important that a whole sports team rides on whether or not I wear a certain hat every day? I don't know, but I'm not saying it's the only factor, but it all, I think there's a culmination of factors.
Yeah, maybe there's a lot of people wearing a lot of hats and they all have to simultaneously take them off.
Tough to say. Do you have any superstitions that you get into?
Well, I did the playoff beard in quotations one time years ago, just when my wife came over to France and I stayed in Canada. I was like, I'm not going to shave until she comes back. And she was gone for like a few months. And I realized I couldn't grow a huge beard. And I grew this terrible, it looked terrible. I looked like an insane, crazy person and a scary person. Just this huge, wild, bushy beard. It's way too big, but like my mustache was not at the same level as the rest of the beard, unfortunately. My mustache is a little bit slow. And unfortunately, when it was at its biggest, I had also scheduled to get my driver's license updated and I had to get my photo updated. And this was like, I don't know, it feels like 6 years ago, but that's still the photo on my driver's license. And it's whenever I show people, like, who the hell is this serial killer? Like, That's you? Like, oh, I shouldn't be friends with you. So that's my playoff beard experience. And I think she came back and she's like, you need to shave your beard off immediately. Like, this is not okay.
I don't even know if I know what I look like anymore. I haven't shaved my face in probably like at least 10 years, probably more.
Like right down to the, like with a razor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a tough look to pull off, honestly. Just it a is. Completely shaven face. You have to have a good looking face.
Yeah, I don't think I'm that good looking.
The beards are great. I mean, because they just cover up half of your face.
I'm glad I didn't do it before this podcast, because I was going to almost do it this morning.
Yeah.
I would have been so fresh for this video.
You would have been all insecure and had like red bumps all over your neck.
And like half of my face would be just like pure white.
True. Yeah. Hasn't got like this, sun in this part 7 of my years. Face.
Yeah. It hasn't had sun in a long time. But I might still look weird next week.
Because you're going to do it?
I think I am.
You should do it.
I told a couple of people the idea, and now I feel like they want me to do it, and I'm under pressure to do it. So
you should do it, and you got to burn that toque. Toque is no good.
Yeah, we'll see if it works. Now, the problem is, if the Leafs go on and win the Stanley Cup this year, which obviously is pretty unlikely, I'm
going
to have to do this every fucking year because I'm going to believe in it so much.
They're going to have to hire you.
It'd be nice to feel like I could take credit for something like that.
Yeah. You know what? I think the whole superstition of sports is you, not you specifically, but it's like people like taking, what did you just say? Taking credit.
You're right. Credit.
Yeah. It's kind of like taking credit for it. It's like personally involving yourself in their success and being like, oh yeah, I was a part of that.
Yeah.
That was because of me. That's because I didn't wear my hat. These guys are like going to the gym for 4 hours a day, every day of their life. And you're like, yeah, well, I didn't wear a hat. So that's pretty good too. I was walking on the trail I normally walk every day through a forest. And I'm halfway up the trail. And somebody has dropped a car tire. Like a tire and a bag of garbage on top, just on the side of the trail. And I'm just like, what the fuck? Like somebody brought a tire up this trail, like halfway up this mountain and a bag of garbage. And they decided that this is the spot that it should be. And they left it there. The fuck?
Yeah. And they have programs to, I don't know what they do with tires, but I think they recycle them in some regard.
There's lots of things you can do with a tire other than bringing it into a forest and leaving it halfway up a mountain.
That seems like a lot of work.
That's why I'm blown away. Because like blittering,
just throw it
work.
On the side of the road if you're going to do that anyway, right?
Yeah, it is weird that they went to so much trouble to deposit their tire at this specific spot.
Maybe it meant something to them.
That, what do you mean?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. My grandfather got hit by a car and this was his favorite spot to go. That's reaching a lot.
Yes.
I'm trying to give these litterers a lot more credit than they deserve.
And what, this is the tire from the car that hit him? And now that car gets to fuck, like a piece of that car gets to claim the spot your grandpa liked.
Yeah, you're just like ruining his
that's
spot.
That's his spot. Now his ghost is just pissed off seeing his fucking murderer, the tire of his murderer there every day.
Let's talk about where we're at with our album here.
Hell yeah. You know where we're at? We're done.
Feels good. We got mixes are done.
Everything's
masters
done.
Masters are done. We just got to do the next steps and get it all released.
It's definitely the best songs that I've been a part of writing personally. So I'm very excited to get them out there.
Yeah, I feel the same way. It's the best thing I've been a part of. It's great. I guess that's the goal when you, as you go through life, to feel like you're always bettering yourself. But
yeah, hopefully the next thing we do is, then it's the best thing. Hell yeah. So yeah, the album is coming out very soon. We can't say the exact date right now, but we will probably be able to drop it next week, the actual date. And also next week, we're going to do a little, it's either going to be a sneak peek, yeah, probably be a little sneak peek of the lead single, Feel This Way. We're going to get into that a little bit.
Have a little chat about it.
Hell yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. That's been another episode of the High Vines podcast.
Remember to subscribe if you're enjoying it and follow us on social media. We're mostly posting on TikTok, but also on Instagram and YouTube. And thanks for listening. See you next week.